Hare Krishna. Bahula was a cow who lived at the time of Krishna in Vrindavan. And she was not part of Nanda Maharaj's herd. Rather, she was part of the herd of another cow herdman. And yesterday, to be exact, yesterday, at least that day, 5,000 years ago, which corresponded to yesterday, she was grazing on the grasses in Braj when she was attacked by a tiger. And the tiger cornered her and ultimately wanted to eat her, obviously. But before he leapt on her, Bahula told her, no, stop. She was a talking cow. Not only was she a talking cow, but the tiger was a talking tiger. And on top of that, they both spoke the same language where they could understand each other. So these things were going on at that time. And she said, no, stop. I just gave birth yesterday to a calf. And before you kill me, I want to go back and see my calf one more time and be able to feed her and spend the night with her. And then tomorrow I'll come back and you can eat me tomorrow. The tiger was amused at this proposal, thinking very well that if he let the cow go, then she would come back. But Bahula said, no, I promise on Krishna's name that I'm gone, the fact that I'm Krishna's devotee, I promise that I will come back here tomorrow. Anyway, in due course of time, she was able to persuade the tiger to wait one more day, even though he was hungry, to do a good deed. And she went back, and she was able to feed her calf, and lick her, and show all the expressions of love that cows show to their calves. And in the next morning, she left again for the pastures. But before she did, she informed the calf of what had happened with the tiger and that she wouldn't be coming back anymore. Of course, the calf tried to talk her out of it, saying that why go surrender to an evil tiger? And Bahula said, no, I promised him, and I gave my word of honor on strength of my devotion to Krishna, therefore I have to keep my word. And so she left. The cowherdman, who also understood the language that the cow and calf speak to each other, he overheard what had taken place. And he was an old cowherd. So he followed Bahula, and the calf followed him, and they were not so far behind. And Bahula came to the place where the tiger was waiting. And just as the tiger was about to pounce on her, then the cowherdman and the calf showed up, and they each offered themselves in the place of Bahula. And the calf offered because out of love for her mother, and the cowherdman because he was old and he was going to leave this world anyway, so why not take him instead? The tiger was very amused by this turn of events, that all of a sudden he has now three-course meal rather than just a one-course meal. Anyway, when he finally decided that he was going to eat them all, then at that time Krishna appeared. And there are different versions of the story. One version is that Krishna killed the tiger. The other one is that Krishna reasoned with the tiger and explained to them that because of Bahula's good quality of truthfulness, the calf and the cowherdman of being selfless, he should let them all go. And by his presence, he was able to convince the tiger, who then departed. Krishna then was so pleased with Bahula for her truthfulness that he then said, from now on, this part of Braj, this forest, will be known as Bahulavan. And that Bahulavan, actually, Radhakund and Shyamakund are also part of Bahulavan forest, although there's no trees there at the present time. So what I wanted to take from this pastime was the importance of speaking the truth. Because very often we see that devotees really sort of minimize the importance of speaking the truth. And they use examples such as how Krishna on the battlefield told Yudhisthira Maharaj to say that Ashwatthama was dead, when in truth he wasn't. And we know that when Krishna was young, he was stealing butter and he was telling all kinds of fibs. And devotees cite wealth in, for the purpose of Krishna's service, then one can also tell a lie. Which may be true, and it is true. But we see that these circumstances are very clear. Krishna personally told Yudhisthira Maharaj. Krishna was personally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes we may see the example of other exalted souls who don't tell the truth, but they're transcendentally situated. They're inspired or instructed by Krishna directly that for the sake of service they should not tell the truth. But prior to coming to that position of being a transcendentalist, isn't it important for us to actually know how to tell the truth, especially since we're brought up in the culture where lying, stealing, not telling the truth, not being dharmic, not being faithful to the principles of dharma is a rule. In other words, we should first learn how to be truthful. We should first learn the qualities of a Brahman. Amongst which is truthfulness. Brahminical culture, Brahman means truthfulness. We're meant to learn how to stick to our word, to keep our word, how to always be truthful in all circumstances, and how to value truthfulness as a virtue. Yudhisthira Maharaj told Arjuna, I've never told a lie in my life. Why do you want me to lie? So we should also follow that part of Yudhisthira Maharaj's example, that first we should learn how to be completely honest in our dealings, straightforward in our communication, not tell half-truth, not mislead people, not speak in such a way that we can be misunderstood, but speak with clarity of purpose, clarity of language, in such a way that people understand us. And once they've understood us, then they can rest assured that we will always speak to whatever it is that we have said, what to speak of, whatever it is that we've agreed on, or even more than that, promised. So we're the Krishna Consciousness Movement who are presenting the absolute truth. Therefore, isn't it important for us to also be very truthful? It's hard to convince the world that we are opponents of the absolute truth, if even we do not respect the principles imbibed with maintaining relative truth, and this relative truth of truthfulness. Interestingly, how the word satya relates to both truthfulness as well as the absolute truth. Param satyam dhimahi. We're meant to be meditating on the absolute truth. So in order to come to that transcendental situation where one has the right, by Krishna's inspiration or direct instruction, to speak a lie, first one should learn how to be fully truthful so that one never tells a lie. And one needs to come to the word of goodness and be very faithful to the principle of truthfulness. An example that comes up from the history that was narrating over the last 2 days of Draupadi Swayambara is that of what happened when the Pandavas returned with Draupadi. Arjun told Kunti Devi, who had her back turned to them, just see what jewel we've won today. And Kunti Devi said, whatever it is, just share it amongst you. And because Kunti spoke these words, therefore, even though she spoke them knowing of what its implication was, the Pandavas felt obliged that they would then each marry Draupadi, not just Arjuna. So Kunti Devi's word was so valuable to Arjuna that he was willing to give up exclusive right to Draupadi. And Bahula's word was so valuable to her as a devotee, as she disgraced Krishna, that she was willing to give up her life. So these are real symbolic gestures, and of course they're historical events. They're not just stories that are made up. And shouldn't we then also give our word, what to speak of when we give our word in the presence of others? Now I'm referring to when devotees take vows, because we also take vows. So a very solemn occasion when one gives one's word to follow regulated principles, to chant 16 rounds and so on, to always repeat the Gayatri mantra. These are promises that we make that if we don't keep them, we're certainly committing a sinful activity, and we will certainly get sinful reaction for breaking our word. So it's something to think about today, that how Vaishnavas should be known, as Srila Prabhupada said, that we will be known for bathing 3 times a day. In other words, our habits of cleanliness. Similarly, we should also be known for our habits of honesty. And it's something that can't be emphasized too much, and something that we should really think well upon, as to how much this practice has become part of our life, honesty, and how we can, in our day-to-day dealings, in our speaking, interaction with others, how we can perfect this art of being very, very honest. Hare Krishna.